Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, we're doing a public opinion survey.
Yes, but what did you say about Maryland?
Yes, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Am I live in Maryland.
Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Now, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. Now, in this, how concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned. But at my age, there's nothing that I don't know what will come down later. So I am concerned.
And would that be very concerned or just somewhat?
Well, I think I'm more very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I'm financially impacted by what?
Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
No, I don't know that it was, I would say I don't think so.
And so would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, and electrical grid and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose of this bill?
The bill for...
Yes, lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure to be more able to withstand.
Oh, okay, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, yes, I would vote yes, go get with yes on that.
So would you strongly support it or just somewhat?
Well, I would support it. I'd give it 100%.
Okay. So is that strongly or?
Is that what?
Should I record your response as strongly support or somewhat supported?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the other plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, the purpose of the question was...
I would support it, I guess.
So just somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. The first one is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
And would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is improving electrical grid reliability.
I would support.
Do you somewhat support it or strongly?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. The next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose
it? I would support it.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Oh, I'd strongly support it.
Thank you. The next one is expanding quality health care.
I would strongly support that.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
To what?
To sea level rise.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Okay, thank you. Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
I would somewhat support it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Well, considering the rainstorm and where I live, I've got to say strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? And here we have another scale. We want to know if you find those statements very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first statement is, the communities who have contributed the least to climate crisis have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by some more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
It's somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. It is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No.
No impact.
Yes, thank impact. You. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah, that's fine. It happens to me too. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if the costs are passed on to consumers?
I would say no impact.
Oh, right now we want to know if you would strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't strongly support whatever's next. What's the other one?
Yes, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Okay, somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Okay, I didn't hear the first part. I heard the names, but what is it you want to know about them?
Yeah, if the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden,
none
the Democrat?
None of those.
Okay, that's fine. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older. I'm 79.
Thank you. And with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
I'm registered Republican. That doesn't mean I'm going to vote it.
Thank you. Now, what is your race? A white, African American, other?
What did you say? White, usually Caucasian, white, anyway.
Okay, thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind. And have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Goodbye.